Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy, oh boy. I didn't want to miss that part. Oh, hello and welcome everybody to another beautiful episode of How Zen Is the Podcast.
Oh, damn. Oh,
as per usual, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban, named after my father's last name and his own middle name, the gay man. What? And with me as always...
Fuck, I don't know. Casey... The Admiral. Ooh. Cunt farter.
Oh, okay. All right. I like
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. That was rude. No, that was crass. You threw me off. I thought I had something I didn't, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My middle name is my dad's name, too, and it sucks.
It's your dad's first name, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad had, we have the same middle name, Bio Dad and I.
Oh, I almost had middle his middle name. But it was either Donald or Francis III. So, which sucks more?
Donald.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's the one they gave
me. And that's the way the news goes.
There you go. Oh, well, welcome back, everybody. And we apologize for being here once again. But we're still alive. The pills just don't seem to be working. You take his... many as a handful, and you'd think with big hands like these, it would do the trick, but I guess I've just built up an immunity.
And that's the way the news goes.
I know you've been reading about it, you've been hearing about it, on all the news channels itself.
Fetish shit! I like to bind, I like to be bound. I mean,
who really doesn't, honestly? I like to be in a binder.
That was me zipping up my jacket or my backpack after I put my binder in it.
Oh, there you go.
Do you prefer to be in a three-ring binder or a, do they have more than two-ring?
Give me the fucking Trapper Keeper, dog.
Okay. Well, how many binders do they have in those?
Just one. It's one three-ring and then there's some pockets.
That's three rings, though. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, but it has pockets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a sweet ass outside that you put some stickers on.
That's true.
If you're not poor.
If you can afford, you've got sticker money.
If you got quarters and access to fucking that sticker machine.
Yeah. Well, that was the shit.
You know.
Temp tattoos were the best ones from those, though.
Sure. Yeah. I like the sticky hands.
Oh. Yeah. Those are great. I saw this really funny picture.
You bought a bunch.
Oh, I bought a shitload one time. Yeah. I wanted the big ones, though.
Yeah.
Those things make a real slap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the best.
I saw this picture online, though, where it was like every girl's weakness was just a picture of a girl's legs and her thighs. And instead of like a dude's hand on one of her thighs, it was just sticky hands. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Do the snap bracelet thing.
Oh, no, that's pretty good, too. But like it was every girl's weakness and it was just the fucking sticky hand. That's like funny. That's pretty
good. That's funny. That's
good. Yeah, it was pretty clever. I enjoyed it. Not a lot of those really get me. But every once in a while, usually if they're pretty haggard.
Yeah.
And they're just so dumb. Yeah. But like the Ralph Wiggum one, it's got me, you know.
Sometimes
They got me.
Uh-huh.
They got me.
The memes got me.
The clown got me.
Oh, the memes got me. So we did our our normal routine before a podcast is to take a shot of Wild Turkey or just a whiskey.
Yeah.
Sometimes Four Roses, since you got that for me for my B-Day, which goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Smoother than Turk 80. Way smoother than 101.
Oh, boy.
That'd be a little rough. But,
101 is not... That's like the Marlboro cigarettes of fucking shots right there, man.
Yeah. That's what I used to just go, 101.
Really?
All the time was 101. Oof. Anytime I got Wild Turkey, I was like, well, I'm already throwing the cash.
Yeah.
Get the 101. And it was never a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, it's 101 proof.
Yeah, it's fucking 80. Oof. Yeah,
so it's like, you know, get your money's worth, but it was every single time I couldn't, like, I'd black out every single time.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be drinking whiskey and Cokes, but it was still, Yes, I don't know. You know, but we took a shot, and it's very hot. It's very hot in here. It's probably like 90 degrees inside of this apartment itself, and it's probably like 73 outside.
98 degrees.
It's 98 degrees in here, and
69 outside.
69, about to be 69 in one of our bedrooms.
Oh.
Once we finish up here and get a little sweatier. Get
sweaty
a little life
spaghetti.
Is squirt inside of us. Yeah. But
sorry.
No, I don't care. So we took the shot though, and it's hot. It's very, very hot.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And I've been watching Deadwood.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah,
I've been watching Deadwood a lot recently. It's my workout show right now.
Good show.
And I enjoy it. It's a little slow for a season. We talked about it. I dig the cast so much though, and
yeah.
Oh, I fucking already forgot his name. The main dude that I really love. I love Timothy Oliphant, of course, but like.
Swingin?
Swearingen.
Yeah.
What's his fucking name?
Ian Michael Shane.
Ian Michael Shane?
I think so, yeah.
They usually only write Ian Shane.
Oh,
right? Ian Mick Shane.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Let me Google it. Keep talking.
Ian MC Shane. Yeah. It's my favorite DJ. Also favorite actor. But he's just so much fun. And we've talked about how much fun it is to hear him say cocksucker so much in that show. He swears so much. His most recent episode I watched... Okay, well, before I get to that, I was always impressed. Something that always threw me in movies was you'd watch these old westerns and or even like the mobster era stuff. These bad guys were always drinking like crazy.
Yeah.
Like constant. You'd always see them drinking straight whiskey just mm-hmm. constantly. And I can drink a lot, but I can't drink a lot and have schemes.
Yeah. Well, and back in the day, it can't be good.
No, like, no, wait. Well, like that's when it was like prohibition and moonshine and shit. Yeah. Like you're drinking bleach pretty much.
Yeah.
Bleach and brown.
Yeah.
And
bleach. Like, you want bleach or brown?
Bleach or bleach and brown. Bleach was just vodka.
Do you want bleach?
Bleach and potatoes?
Or after anal bleach?
Oh, there you go. I like it.
It is.
I'm a fan of it.
MC Shane, by the
way. It is Mick Shane.
Yes.
Okay. Ian MC
Michael
Shane.
What the fuck?
DJ OJ Simpson in the house,
yeah.
Coming at you. He is the only dude who wears gloves that don't fit while he scratches discs.
I like it.
DJ OJ Simpson. I was always just impressed, very impressed by the amount they could drink and then also the schemes they would pull.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's why the villains never, maybe that's why they never got up. No, because the good guy was always good at drinking too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kilmer in Tombstone. Dude could still fucking shoot. That's a great movie. Check that out.
That's what I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen too many westerns.
They're good.
Yeah.
Tombstone's great. There's this Australian western that's really fucking good that I just forgot the name of.
Australia?
That's
not a western.
It's called Australia with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman in it.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in forever. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Who's in it?
Guy Pearce.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's not the... Guy Ritchie's
know.
The director. Yeah, Guy Pearce is in it. The Proposition.
Oh, okay.
Really, sure. Really good. Great western. But then there's also that one with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, just that one.
Unforgiven is what I... What a retard. Halfway through that, I was like, oh, yeah. Just like that one action movie with Bruce Willis. Yeah. You fucking dumb cunt.
You guys seen that comedy with Seth Rogen?
Yeah. It was, I don't know. I'm too busy watching that one with Jim Carrey in it. Or the one with Steve Carell.
Sure. Sorry.
I don't know. That's fine. So Tombstone, The Proposition, and Unforgiven. But I'd say...
Okay.
I'd watch him in... I'd say... I don't know. Unforgiven's a classic, but Proposition is so fucking cool. Check out The Proposition if you haven't.
Guy Ritchie did that?
It's really good. No. Guy Pearce is in it.
Oh, okay.
That's I said Guy Ritchie because I always fuck them up. I always mix them up.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I remember one time someone was like, you know, Guy Ritchie dated or was married to Madonna or some shit like that. I think they dated or something
for a
while. And I was like, the guy from Memento? And my old roommate Woody was like, no, you fucking retard. It was the director, you fucking dummy. Lock, Stock, and Snatch, and Rock and Rolla, and... Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Snatch again.
Snatch, and then Snatch 2, and...
And
Snatched.
You know, and Meatballs.
Meatballs. And then Meatballs. And is Who Fingered Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
All of those. Guy Ritchie. Check
Good
it out.
For him, man.
Yeah, he does a lot. He stays busy.
That dude is gay.
And he's gay. That's why I was so shocked. It was like Madonna, and I was like, I knew she had a man's asshole.
Guy Ritchie, bitch.
What if you found... What if that was a thing that
what?
You could... This is so stupid.
You could transplant a man's asshole onto a woman, so you felt comfortable fucking her.
Oh my god, that's good. But I was just gonna say,
I was gonna say even dumber thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, wouldn't it be funny if
you, I got a question for you?
A woman, a girl was, you were born a female, but with a male asshole.
Yeah.
That's not a thing though, because it's just an asshole.
Yeah, I think assholes don't have genders.
Well, they do.
They're
now.
Gender neutral.
They're
or fluid. That's what I meant. They're gender full of fluids.
Oh, yes. If you play with them right.
Yeah. I was going to say, what if you, you know, did a face-off where you swapped buttholes with your wife? Would you fuck it? Why not?
Why not?
Nah, I wouldn't fuck my own butthole. It's gross.
I hope Ang Lee wanted to do that first.
He didn't do face-off.
He didn't?
No.
Who did face-off?
That was some other fucking dude.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Ang Lee.
We need a fact checker.
Fuck, I can't think of his name. But he did some other, like I think that was, like, it's a foreign guy, and that's, like, his first big budget American movie, I think.
But I don't, John Woo.
John Woo, that's God. What it was.
Yeah, yeah, I'm racist.
No.
That's me. Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching. That's me.
Yeah.
Wow, great. That was great. John Woo is that. The... Okay. Ang Lee is more of the artsy...
Yeah, he did like... Well, he did the Hulk, which was weird.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did the did first the one Hulk with Eric Bana.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that. I always thought that was John Woo who did that.
You know, John Woo did that movie with Dimitri Martin taking Woodstock. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I always thought Guy Ritchie was in Memento, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we all just know that Kevin James directed Citizen Kane.
Mm.
I got nothing.
What is that? What's that the reference to?
Nothing. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to...
Orson Welles? Orson...
Smells?
Smells. Yeah, is more like it.
There we go.
Yep. All right.
Yes.
But, so this will excite you. We'll just do this really quick. So the last episode I watched, which was maybe... an hour and a half? It was probably an hour before you came home.
The second
one to it was the... what do they call the monologue scene where he's getting a blowjob?
Yeah.
And he says, fuck, every third word. It was so good.
They do that so much in the later season. He's just getting blown and he's like just pontificating.
Really?
I love it. It's so funny because he's just like talking to no one. Yeah, it's so good.
He was like talking. He was just talking out loud, and then every once in a while he'd be like, because he told her to shut the fuck up so much in the beginning, and then she gets quiet, and then he says something to her that's clearly a question, and then she says something, and he's like, "I said shut the fuck up, and now suck my dick," and like is getting so aggressive, and then she's finally is like sucking his dick, and he's going on this huge thing and talking about how he bought her from this woman who also owned the orphanage, the male orphanage that he was in, and all this shit. And then he looks down at her and is like, "What? You never heard that? What are you looking at me for? Like that? Why aren't you looking at me or something?" And then she looks and he's like, "Keep sucking my dick." Like, it's just crazy, man. He's also crazy.
Quick note, the preacher in the first season. Remember that? The preacher?
He's still there. Yeah. He's wonky-eyed fuck.
He's the guy who he created Rectify.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love that show. It's so good. You're like, he writes it and
nice. I haven't watched that one.
It's really good. I didn't know he was a writer.
I've seen him in other stuff, but it's always small
really
parts.
Much. Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I think
yeah.
this is the most I've ever seen him.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I've seen him in like much since.
There's a ton of people in this show too, like good people. Yeah, yeah. But
Ethan Hawke.
A lot of
not Ethan Hawke. Fucking
John Hawke.
John Hawke. My bad. Yeah,
you're good.
I like John Hawke.
A lot of typecasts, though, you see.
Yeah.
A lot of these cats that you see in this show are either in, like, motorcycle shows.
Oh, yeah.
Westerns.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Well, that one guy is the special ed guy from There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Like, muscle.
Yeah.
That guy's good, dude, that guy's... Oh, man.
That cracked me up like crazy when I found out that was him. Because I remember even when I was younger, I had seen him in other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very good with faces and voices.
Yeah.
Someone told me, I think Woody told me that was, he's like, you know, the retard, this really retarded person. I'm just kidding. Woody, I don't think Woody would say retard unless he was,
I was trying to make me laugh.
No, he wouldn't. I remember one time for his birthday, I gave him this card. I think the only time he said anything offensive was to try to make me laugh, which worked. It worked every single time, and that's why he did it. But he definitely would never. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Unless he wrote it in a script, he would. But he wouldn't as a person. He wouldn't.
Yeah. He'd eat meat before he say
right,
retard.
Right, right. But then he'd call me a retard and a faggot and the N-word all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, if we were in the privacy of our own home, he'd be throwing the N-word around like...
Okay.
But he's gay.
But,
yeah.
But honestly, he didn't. I think he said the N-word like three times.
Oh,
and it was never to me. It was to black people. just kidding. He's like one of the only listeners.
I know. We're just shitting on him.
No, I'm not shitting on him. I loved it.
Oh, no, it's so funny.
No, he's never said the N-word, I don't
think.
No,
he's a great dude.
But his dad has. But to me, his dad called me the N-word. And then he's like, shut up, dad. He's a retard. He's clearly bone white.
Yeah.
I boned him. All right, I'm on a weird thing right now.
Okay.
I remember I told Woody one time, he made me a shirt for my birthday that was one of my favorite shirts. It was when Twilight was around and everyone was wearing like Team Edward and Team Jacob.
Yeah.
And he made me a shirt that said Team Jacob on it. It was just a picture of my face on it. That was a really cool gift.
I like that.
Yeah. I grew out of it because I started getting fat.
Oh.
Fat. No, just fat because I was a little twig. And then
Twink.
And that was a great shirt. I loved it. But I told him for his next birthday, I think I gave him a legitimate gift and then I said, it was either this or I was going to make you a shirt that said, I killed all these retards and all I got was this lousy shirt.
Jesus Christ.
And then it would, at the bottom, it would just say like hashtag 9/11 or something.
Yeah. I'd probably wear not that. I'd probably wear that to bed.
But, okay.
What was the original point?
Of what?
Of the... Because I feel like we were going somewhere, and then we got sidetracked with Deadwood.
Mm. Oh, mostly just talking about drinking hot whiskey.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought I'd fucking derailed.
No. Because I wanted to go into that because I've been enjoying Deadwood, and I think I'm gonna like the next seasons more.
Oh, it's so much better.
But mostly I just wanted to get to the point. I've always been just fascinated by villains and even the heroes in
these movies and
stories where they drink so much. They get away. They can do so much too, and all. I don't do schemes. I just call people faggot on the internet or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not good. Well, that's not true. I get some neat shit done when I'm.
Like,
I mostly just like throw up on my phone.
Yeah.
And videotape it.
You got the Wild West, and then you got the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that's where I've been living.
Yeah, after the millennium, I always wanted to do a joke about how the WWW stands for Wild Wild West and. And but no one does, you don't type
I like
in
that
WWE.
A lot.
It's so stupid.
I like it a lot though. It'd be funny.
So dumb. I might bring it back.
You could be like, you know why we stopped putting WWW before things? Is because everyone Al Gore leaked that it was Wild Wild West. Charlie
AOL.
No, I was gonna say something for COM.
Oh, Charlie Wilson's War.
It's gotta be COM.
I know.
I'm just mad. So is it a thing yet? I heard it was a thing that they were going to do like .com.
Oh yeah.
I think they do a lot
of
dots.
That was always, I think that was like a rumor, like how like whitehouse.gov was like a porn, like a secret porn site too.
Mm.
You ever heard that shit?
I think so. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I never checked it out.
Nah, that's not real, man.
I don't know. I don't like people playing on my porn.
I like that.
Getting in that pussy hole.
There it is.
I like it.
Speaking of porn that we have to resort to because people just don't seem to wanna fuck me. And maybe you too, but I don't know if it's us or just the band. College ruled.
What?
Oh, sorry. I was just talking about your notebook.
I thought you said college humor. I was like,
College humor.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that website.
College ruled. No, is it college ruled? That notebook you were making those sweet songs with?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man.
Top Flight.
Yeah. I like these, like the nice thin lines and stuff.
They make a good beat.
Yeah, thank you.
Good sound. I like it.
But yeah. Anyways, we're the best.
Yeah, speaking of wooden reasons why people won't fuck us, let's come up with some more.
Yes. All right.
Right now.
You want me to kick it off? You ready?
Kick me right in the cunt.
All right. This first lady, her name is Angela Trimber. She was in the movie The Final Girls. She was like kind of like the crazy
one. Yeah, yeah. You were talking about her the other day.
I like her.
What else was she in? Just go ahead with your thing. We'll talk about it afterwards.
She was like in the...
You got it. Go ahead.
She's cute. But she wouldn't fuck me, not even in my JNCO jeans.
Mm.
Yeah, right? What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, those are baller.
Yeah, I know. Got a lot of dick room in JNCO jeans. A
lot of mystery with JNCO jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this new shit, these fucking joggers people are wearing where you just see...
Oh, yeah.
Or the you tight see the outline, business pants. Yeah. Well, I guess they're called dress pants. These really tight business pants everyone's wearing, where you just see the outline of a dick. It's not fair. I was searching on Amazon the other day for a dildo, like a realistic dildo, because I thought that could be fun to just add to our life, just in general. Because I always thought that was fun. One of my favorite gifs is that dude's dick falling off. That was fun.
Yeah.
But you were just talking about her the other day. What other movie was she in that you brought her up for? Do you remember?
I think she was in the... I think she was on The Real World for a second. She's on like, there's a documentary. She's on like some basketball team thing.
Oh, okay.
But God damn it.
I was looking for a sweet dick online, and instead, on Amazon, I don't know why I was being coy or shy on Amazon, and I wrote fake penis on there instead of dildo. I also was trying to find something that's like floppy. Like I don't want a dildo that's made for actual like pleasure.
I hear you.
Aside from my pleasure, and not my butt, and just out of my mouth instead of inside of it for once.
Yeah.
And so I typed in fake penis, and I found all these weird jock straps that have cups. So they're like lower cups. So you tuck your small dick and balls in there, and then on the outside of the cup is a molded dick shape.
Oh.
So if you wear tight shit, there's a dick shape.
Yeah, so it's like a push-up bra.
Yeah, it's a fake. It's a fake cock.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's neat, I guess, but how do you explain that?
Exactly.
I don't like that it's too late thing.
Donkey Kong sucks.
Donkey Dong doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Do donkeys, what's like the average Donkey Dong?
Probably pretty big, because I think they're like half horse.
Yeah, and there's a lot of references to donkey dicks being big.
Yeah.
I think donkey is just funnier to say because, like, horse cock, maybe it's too scary if people are like, that dude's got a real donkey dick. Like, I mean, it's not
also
alliteration.
Yeah, and alliteration's good. Donkeys, people also use that to refer to women's butts.
Yeah, and, ass, which is weird because if you say donkey dick, you just have an ass penis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird. Yeah. It's like Deggy yelling culo and adding other Spanish shit to it without knowing what he's talking about.
So dumb.
Fucking idiot. Culo inside my bulo. Ass in my butt.
No,
he used to say
culo inside your bumbato, which literally translate to pussy bomb, like pussy in your bomb.
Huh.
Or something like that.
I thought culo was butt. It's ass. Well,
ass
inside your bomb.
Yeah. Well, like when they say ass, they mean like
I gotcha.
Spanish is weird in that what is it? I say calor means hot.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait.
Caliente.
Well, you know, I say calor
that's what
means
getting
like,
to.
Yeah, no, I say calor means hot, like referring to weather. Caliente means hot, like spicy wise. But if
taste.
You say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say soy caliente, that means I'm horny.
Hmm.
So like,
you taste a lot when you fuck.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I guess that works.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they might have gotten lucky with that one though.
Yeah, but like, I think like when they mean like, when they say culo, they mean ass, but they're referring to like, like sexy, so it means like pussy. Or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. But anyways, I was just trying to find this earlier when you said we needed a dildo to make things more exciting.
I disagree.
Oh, there you go.
That's all.
Wait. I think that we need a dildo to make things more interesting.
I know.
Double
the fuck dragon pussy! Yeah!
I don't know. I think we'd have too much fun with it.
Is the main
problem.
We'd have a lot of dildo-shaped bruises on our faces, probably.
Oh, no way. Well, I don't think I'd do that to you.
I'd do it to myself.
I would do Oh, I walked into a door.
That always bugs me in porn when the guys are just slapping the dick on the girl's face.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch
that.
I'm
like, cut it out, buddy.
I don't watch a lot of... Anytime the dick gets close to the mouth, I fast forward.
Yeah, me too.
Street, where I scrub forward. What's it called now? Yeah.
buffer.
I skip muffer. Through pretty quick. I do like a.
Yeah, me too.
We can talk about this later too, because we're going pretty long, and I'm not on my first wooden fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I skip around. If I'm a very audio, like if I don't like how the girl sounds when she's getting fucked, I don't know. It's probably from some old stuff from when I just used to listen to porn audio instead of. Okay.
That gets me rock hard.
Now that's the actual noise I make when my dick makes this noise. When I like when I come. Okay, so my first wouldn't fuck me here is Camila Cabello. I want to say Camila because she's Latina. She's in Fifth Harmony. The girl band, the girl like super group.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was worth it. Ooh, baby, I'm worth it. You know that song?
Kind of.
Yeah, I've played it a bunch because I really enjoy that. Like, yeah, I like two of their songs a lot.
What if your dick was girth it?
Girth it. Not even if I was girth it. That would have been better. Yeah. I like that. But luckily, I have two more.
Sorry.
No, you're good. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if we could mash together to make a great 69th harmony.
Oh, I like that one.
You know? That's a good harmony right there.
Roll over Beethoven.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. There you go. Roll over Beethoven's 69th symphony.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of that. That one, you should write that one down.
Okay.
And then this last one here is she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I could.
Come harder just because.
Come harder just because.
I like it.
Come harder just because.
Because.
I don't like it too soft. Get a little rough.
Oh.
And then there's more, but...
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it.
I was going to say, I hope their songs are more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Good for them, man.
I'm going to do that again just because it was
fun. I like it.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I could.
Come harder just because.
That was epic. That's like one of the...
Yeah.
I think I just need... I need some people following me around for my punchlines.
I like it.
Like orchestra.
Yeah.
I mean, choirs.
Yeah. Wish I had the disposable income.
Yeah. You know, babe, tonight
her come.
I feel like I'm gonna
come harder just because.
Just because. I'm gonna come harder just because. You're not doing anything different. I appreciate what you're doing down there, but I'm just gonna
come harder just because.
Alright, I'm done. Go ahead.
That was good.
It was dragging this one out like crazy. We might only get one actual bit out of this.
Yeah,
one,
probably.
But I'm having a fucking blast.
I like it.
Okay.
Alright. My next one is Hillary Duff. Yeah, everyone knows this lady.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yes, but Hillary Duff definitely wouldn't fuck me. Not even if it was Lizzie required.
Okay.
Or she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she figured it out that I am
not gay.
Yeah, because their theme song is "Figure It Out."
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's
a deep cut. No, I like it.
But he's gay.
But yeah. He's gay, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No. Good old Hillary Muff.
I like that. I like that. She's popping out on the internet right now. Everyone's freaking out about her big ass.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at her.
Could you hand me that Four Roses?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's nice to make a comeback, I guess, but. I don't know. I was trying to think of one for Cadet Kelly. Like, she wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah.
Not even if.
I don't know. You could do the fucking
Ren Stevens
thing.
Told her to.
Oh, is she in that too?
Yeah, Ren Stevens is like her drill sergeant.
Shit.
Not even if I was her drill sergeant.
There you go.
Like, drill.
Yeah. Not That's even okay. if I was the. I don't know. You know, she used my dick as like the gun to do the twirly thing.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
What's that called?
Drill.
I think it's called drill?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
What's like, it's like flag, what's that,
Color Guard?
Color Guard. It's like Color Guard.
It's probably that, I don't know.
That sounds like that name, it sounds like they didn't start with flags in that, or they started with flags that were racist.
Probably.
Like, the name of that Color Guard sounds like they're just guarding the school from coloreds. They just had flags that said, go back to Africa on them, and they... Just made it look prettier. It's pretty when racism is pretty.
Yeah, when it's moving.
It's It's not as bad, I don't think.
That's why Birth of the Nation is so popular. Because
mm-hmm.
it was in motion.
Hey. All right. My last one, fuck me here, is a girl who's choking. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I cleared her throat.
Oh.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the Heimlich.
Mm.
You know, like the Heimlich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one feels weird to say.
I don't know why I pour myself a glass of scotch. It's terrible.
Oh, you're trying to drink up that scotch?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I'm not a big scotch guy. I never got into it.
Scotch, but that one's not good.
That's why I drink so much Scotch Guard.
Yeah?
Just keep my stomach clean from scotch.
I just eat scotch tape and... I don't know. All right. Let's get moving.
Yeah, right? So we're going to take a little break here with someone who may sound familiar.
Oh, it's me! igloo chode.
Oh,
no.
Oh, the Inuit penis.
Yeah, there it
no.
is.
No. Snowballs.
That
would be great if we just Hillary. It was 30 seconds yeah. of just you going, but we're going to leave you guys with 30 seconds of a very, very important
yes.
PSA by one of our favorites, Miss Hillary Muff.
Yes.
Do you like this top? So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top.
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Knock it off. Knock it off. It.
Fart, knock it off.
Off. I want to listen to that again and actually talk about it because it's fucking... they don't even do it right. Like, if they would have... It would not a very effective don't say gay...
No.
...commercial.
I disagree.
Do you like this top?
It's about a top?
So gay.
It's so gay.
It should be about a bottom, really.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
You know...
Say what?
We shop at the same places as you. We eat celebrities.
You mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said... Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top.
Ooh, roasted.
Oh.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
I like there's a part in it. Oh, I don't want to have to replay the whole thing. There's a part in this where
do you like this
she
top?
Says, "What?" So it's like gay. Someone saying the girl wearing really? A skirt is a top, and then her friend goes, oh my God, you are.
Yeah, you shouldn't yeah. say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top.
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans.
What a bitch. So gay, what a terrible, like, what yeah. a fucking terrible off. Commercial in the sense of, and then she just, but she mocks the girl and then yeah. comes around and is like, but you're wearing cute jeans, though.
Not only does she mock her, her friend's just like, she's fucking roasted you.
Oh, she got
take that shit.
I'm not gonna let you forget this.
Why did she sound so weird?
And they both said gay.
Yeah,
it wasn't like she roasted one of them. Yeah. Roast both of them because one asked if it how it looked, and the other one was the one who started it and said. I think the only one.
Yeah,
it was just one girl that said it was. Oh, then there's the answer.
It's all right,
but
I'm gonna write my congressman. We got this.
I could wear a skirt for a top. It just looked like a cutoff.
Sure. Cut off with a dick print. What kind of animal print is that? I don't know.
What? Dick print? It's just dick print.
Cockadile. Yeah. Whatever. Sorry. I don't know. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's a long, hot day in this crocodile print.
It is true, man.
Oh, shit.
I want it right here, right now. Rough.
What's that from?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So,
that's fine. Let's get on.
Yeah. I got a bunch of DJ drops, and some of them just, I don't know what they are. Okay. So, moving on, we're going to move on to a brand new segment 30 some minutes into this podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I apologize, but also, excuse me. I'm having a lot of fun. I hope you guys are too. We're doing a new segment here. It's called Squeakquels.
Hold on to it.
Hold on. I have a thing for it. Oh, it's called Squeakquels. Here we go. And this next bit, it's called...
Come hide just because.
there we go.
It's called Squeakquels. And I'm sure you can guess from the title, since we're geniuses at title. I think there's maybe like three titles of bits that we have that do actually need explaining. The rest are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, this but one.
This one is just sequels that were never made that we think should have been.
Yes.
So we're going to say the title, and then we'll talk about what the movie might have been.
Sure, why not?
So do you want me to start, or do you want to?
You go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, I'm going to start... I'm going to start... I like it a little rough. I just want to...
They can kiss my fat vagina!
I just want to preface with both of those things.
My bad.
No, that's fine. Squeakquels. So there's this new movie coming out. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Pretty excited about this Squeakquel. But it's Philadelphia 2, Rear-Ended.
Was he in an AIDS accident?
No. The whole thing is actually just about Denzel's character, who's a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's just helping someone else in the city that got in a car accident.
Yeah.
So just a really aggressive title that infers a lot from the first movie, but really a boring-ass plot. Boring-ass plot instead of a busy-ass plot in the first one.
I hear ya.
And, you know, the plot's a little skinny, just like Tom Hanks was in the first one, but you know, it has to do is deal with a traffic accident where... someone with AIDS rear-ends somebody else without AIDS, but it's only in their car this time.
Interesting. Yeah. Also, I heard the band Soft Cell. They wrote a song for the movie called Tainted Blood. Oh. They're the ones who sing that song Tainted Love.
There you go.
I was like, I'll fucking look it up and the band will be a good, like, no one fucking knows the name of that goddamn band.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I didn't know the name of that band.
Yeah.
You could have just referenced Tainted Love, I think.
Exactly.
I don't even know. Was it Tainted Love? That's not it. That's Chocolate Rain.
Tainted Love. No.
Tainted? How does Tainted Love go?
Tainted Love.
So it's Chocolate Rain. Motherfucking Chocolate Rain ripped off Tainted Love.
Fucking asshole.
Speaking of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's coming to theaters soon. Also, coming in the story at all.
I hope not.
No. Just a quick screech and a butt fucking accident between a couple of cars. Cars 3. Philadelphia.
There you go.
Cars 6.
Larry the Cable Guy finally fucking dies.
Yeah, that's what Philadelphia 2 is, just the newest Cars movie, but one of them gets AIDS.
There we go.
I mean, that's two movies in one. You get the...
Shit, dude.
All right. What's yours?
Wow.
Started a little strong, I'm sorry, like it. But it's just because...
I
like it a
little rough. I thought of one. It's a sequel to Brink, called.
Oh, I'm already excited. I'm running through shit.
It's called Brink 2. Two in the Brink.
One in the what?
I don't know. Team skater. One in the pink. Yeah. Two in the Brink, one in the Stink. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
So, I like it.
Yeah, a lot more shocker. You know,
Shocking movie.
Shocking movie. Yeah.
This one's Disney did not produce this one.
No.
This is outside of the Disney realm. Andy Brinker.
Nickachodian.
Still a lot of gack and sliming in the movie, but no Nickelodeon. This is Nickachodian.
Yeah.
What's the plot? Because I've got some ideas, I think.
I don't know. I just wrote titles. I didn't write any plots.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I only wrote a plot for one of them, and it's because the title's not that great.
Okay.
But sorry.
Andy Brinker, after winning and coming from the underdog, Puppin Suds, Team Puppin Suds, is now an old fat piece of shit.
Yep.
And has two kids, Andy Stink Stinker and Andy Chink Chinker.
He's got to give them the sex talk.
Give
him. And he's like, kids.
Ding dong a ding, fling flung a fling, ching chong a ching.
There's that. Yeah, then he gives them the old.
And then the old check reacher two, never go back.
Yes.
But the whole movie is just him explaining to his children how he gave them his first name, but then legally changed their middle and last name to not be his own, but rhyme with it.
Yes.
Also, the Black Ranger is in it.
Yeah, I know. Dude, his hairline is terrible.
No, I mean, he's in this new one, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. What
he's
else
the
is he
stinker.
Do? Yeah. Yes. And, oh, man, I'll tell you a joke off air.
Oh, okay. Like, we haven't already gone to the edge.
I know, but I don't want to say it.
Soul Skaters for Life.
Yes, exactly.
Also, if you like the movie Brink, go to moistjunk.com. There's a lovely play on Love Pink from Victoria's Secret. It says, Love Brink. My buddy Sean Wallace came up with the idea, gave it to me for my birthday. So now I sell it on the internet. And,
nice, dude.
Yeah, it looks great. So maybe go buy that. But I'm into it. I also love that fucking movie. I'm going to watch it again this weekend now that you brought it up.
I'm into it. What else you got?
Mm.
What else you got there, Romeo? All
right, let's see. We've got, I've got, let's see, Wild Hogs 3, Going Kosher.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in this one, they don't ride bikes. They don't ride motorcycles at all because they're all
Jews.
They all become Jews.
We all know Jews don't ride motorcycles.
No, pigs. They don't fuck with pigs.
There you go.
And that's what
there you go.
They don't. So in this movie, they don't ride motorcycles or fuck fat girls. That's what I was gonna say. Really awful. No hogs allowed in this movie.
Oh boy.
So, Going Kosher. Skin on these hot dogs. They finally wear protection. And,
oh, I hate your stuff like that.
That's the exact button I was just...
Was it really
just going to hit? Sorry. Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know the rest of the movie, but I think... who all was in that? It was Tim Allen.
Martin Lawrence. I'm ashamed to say
Val
this.
Val Kilmer.
Was he really? I was going to say, wow. I thought it was
John Travolta.
Yeah, I honestly haven't seen
it. And William H. Macy.
Are you fucking butt-fucking me?
Nope, that's who it was. I just remembered it all.
Dude, I haven't seen any of those movies, and I want to. I've seen fucking Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I can understand that in a getting high or drunk way and throwing something dumb on.
No, I love that shit. I
want
to see those
movies.
I
would rather put those on when I'm drunk, though. Like that kind of silly family shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know
it would be
a fun night to put on Ice Cube's fucking family movies? I've never seen any of those.
Are We There Yet?
Are We There Yet? And shit. Like, that could be pretty fun.
That would be fun.
That would be
onesie
a fun
Friday?
Night to do. Yeah, for a onesie Friday or something. No one pays attention to them.
Yeah.
But, like, just a fun night in general of getting drunk or high or whatever.
Yeah.
And you put on.
Is that this Friday?
That's this Friday.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let me get fucking.
It's this past Friday once this episode comes out.
Yeah,
but.
My bad, Doc.
No, you're good. But spend a night where we start with Straight Outta Compton while everyone's starting to get drunk. And then when we're drunk, we watch Ice Cube in these family flicks. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Just
I think
like,
that'd be a good one.
What happened?
What happened?
All right.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
All right.
What's your next one there?
This one is called Are You Going to the Mall 28 Days Later? Don't you hate when you go to the mall and you get fucked by a zombie?
Oh, my God. But then you win a spelling bee?
Yeah. You win the spelling bee and your prize is to go to the mall. But you got to wait 28 days because, you know, it doesn't go into effect yet.
Oh, my gosh. I like that.
Yeah.
So I want to figure out when Black Friday is and 28 days before, just say that to everybody. Are you going to the mall 28 days later?
Oh, there you go. I like that.
I used that in a Tinder pickup line recently.
Are you going to the mall later?
Yeah. And then.
Did it work?
Well, she and I hung out. And then when we did, though, I was like, so wait, did you get the reference? She was like, what reference? Because you say a lot of weird shit. And I was like, are you going to the mall later? She was like, no, I thought you were just being weird. And I was like, no, it's Billy Madison.
Wow.
So it's good that I still got it, though.
Yeah. As I was saying, I can't find it.
Folklore, remember?
No, it was this.
Wow.
Yeah,
Oh, there it is. That's the one.
It was the wow. It was the...
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
All right. So how many more do you want to do of these?
Two.
Two more each?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't write synopses. I was just trying to go for fun titles.
No, I didn't
titles.
Write any synopses. I'm just trying to...
Synopsis?
Deer? Die? David Deerer?
Hippopotamus farts?
Hippopotami? Yeah, oh, don't make me.
Yeah.
But he's gay.
That's even better.
No, I'm just trying to roll and think of them while we're goofing around.
Yeah, that's funnier that way, I think.
Okay, so let's go with this next one here. I've got I don't know. Let's do Mrs. Doubtfire 2, Cock a Doodle Dude.
So wait, does she fully commit to the transitioning?
No, not at all. No? What she does is she just tapes a chicken to her penis. I don't know.
I'm not against it.
Cock a Doodle Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just like it's a remake of Chicken Run. But it's a live action. It's a live action chicken. It's a live action
it's
remake.
Mel Gibson with his dick tucked and he's running.
It's a live action remake of Chicken Run. And then every once in a while, like in Mortal Kombat, Robin Williams pops in and goes, "Hello!"
Oh, I'm fine with that, man. As long as his face is covered in cum.
Real peckerhead, that guy. Fucking stupid. Cock of the Walk. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm glad he's dead.
World's greatest death.
Dude, did I
like
tell you how I heard about how he fucking died? I was taking a nap, and I woke up, and I got a Snapchat. And I want to say it was Bob Fredericks. He just was like, it was just his face, and it said, "Robin Williams is fucking dead." And I was like, "What? That's a joke." And then I opened up Twitter, and I was like, "Oh, man.
Oh, thanks, Bob."
Yeah, I was like, thanks, Bobby. Well,
that's funny. That's a funny way people to inform. Yeah. I like that a lot. I want to do that every time I find out someone's dead. Yeah. Just Snapchat it.
Do you think he listens to this?
Bob?
Yeah.
He might. He texted me recently. He didn't say anything about the cast, though, so I don't think he listens.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, if you're listening, I saw your snap earlier where you were listening to the Boogie Monster. It's a good podcast.
Mm.
So, that's all.
It is. Yeah, they pay us to talk about it, too.
Oh, my wife.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
I don't really know who listens to it. I know Garrett has said he does, and then Woody has.
Yeah.
And then, my gay dad's wife listens to it.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
My buddy Matt told me at the wedding that he listens to it every once in a while, which is really nice. It was really surprising. He's always been very supportive. Silent partner. It's nice. And he's a dude I wish I could hang out with. A lot of people at that wedding. It was cool.
No, it sounds like a great time. Is it my turn?
It's good. It is your turn.
Okay. Oh, shit. I don't know what to do. This one's not that funny, but it kind of has a synopsis. It's Paul Blart 4, SEAL Team 6, where he chases Bin Laden around on a fucking Segway, but then he ends up dying instead of Bin Laden, and it's like, you're fine with it.
Okay.
That's all. Nah, let's just skip that one.
No, I just imagined Kevin James playing a SEAL.
Yeah, yeah. He's a fucking SEAL with a Navy hat on. It's a Navy SEAL, guys.
I'm a Navy SEAL.
Do you get it, Dave? Yeah. Anyways, Ghost 2, Dirty Grave Dancing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's no one puts, you know, it's the abortion, the baby comes back that she has.
I've never seen that movie.
Dirty Dancing?
Is the whole thing about an abortion?
Yeah, he fucks.
Is that what's baby in the corner? Is that
no,
what that line is from?
The girl's name is Baby, I think.
Oh. Yeah. So she kills a baby, but she stays alive.
Yeah, yeah. She has an abortion. But the baby comes back and then fucks her dad.
Oh, okay. What was it? Ghost 2?
Dirty Grave Dancing.
Dirty Grave Dancing.
Or The Hills
Have Eyes. It's the baby from Ally McBeal.
Yeah, there you go. That's
Dancing on the Grave. That's like a good one. Yeah. That was the first ever, like, GIF.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That and Spider-Man or...
And me.
And you.
Jacking my dad off. You know?
And me.
It's on Imgur.
Imgur. Is it Imgur?
I don't know.
See, all the G's.
I've heard both.
GIF, I think, is the correct way of saying it, right?
Oh, I thought it was GIF.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't. Who cares? Yeah, fucking the internet's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree. Also,
don't
have,
need to ride down the stairs.
I also have. Oh, do you want to go?
You go ahead.
I was just gonna.
I'll go after when, it,
all
when
the
you're
dumb
done.
Ones. I like this one. Apocalypse Now. That's what I call music.
I like that. Yeah. That one's good. Yeah. That one's good.
That's all. That's okay. Probably my best one. That I like the Brink
what
one.
What volume?
Too. 69, obviously.
Of course. Now that now Apocalypse Now. That's what I call music. Volume 69.
Viet Cong.
Viet King Kong.
There we go.
All right.
Or The Hills Have Eyes and They're Up Here.
Oh, so I like that. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Directed by a man, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Hollywood for you.
Bess Craven directed that one.
Bess?
Yeah, because Wes Craven directed The Hills Have Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He didn't do the second. No, he did. He directed the second one. He didn't write it. It was terrible, though.
Okay. The first one is fucked up.
Yeah.
The remake is just as fucked up, too.
Yeah, the remake's actually pretty good.
Yeah. That one surprised me, because the first one's fucked up, but like you can watch it in a sense of being like, eh, see, I love horror movies, but I get to the point sometimes where, because you like the really campy stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes I can't get into it. Sometimes I'm just like, meh, I love horror movies, but I think I like the idea of, like, freak me out, or...
Yeah, I liked it, yeah.
Or, like, show me a fucking idea that I couldn't have thought of, or, like, some really fucked up shit, and so there's a lot of weird horror movies I like, But
I like the fucked up shit, but Martyrs. Also, like, Martyrs is amazing. That's
that
probably
one's
what,
fucking
that's
crazy.
Probably, that's easily top that and Inside.
Inside too. Yeah, that one's fucking great. Yeah,
yeah. Those are top
really
ten.
Really good.
French ones, man.
Fuck me up in the sense like there's some stuff that's not even like. Well, I guess it's technically horror because it's real life, but there's some stuff like Jack Ketchum's Girl Next Door.
Oh yeah,
that was fucking haggard.
Yeah,
and then they did
brutal.
The like. Like fucking PG-13 it wasn't PG-13 but it had like James Franco and Ellen Page in it and what's her name, I can't remember what they called it, like American Dream or some fucking dumb shit.
I've never heard
it
of
wasn't
that
American
shit.
Dream, but it was the same story. But man, Woody, I feel so bad. Woody, also he corrected me in one of the episodes. I said John Landis, the guy who directed Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
He hit me up and he was like, you fucking stupid retard.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't Landis. That
it
was,
wasn't John Landis.
That was fucking, what's his name?
I don't remember.
It's the other guy who does all that shit, 16 Candles.
John Landis.
No. No, fucking, they have like the same name, right?
I don't know. I was wrong.
I'll look it up.
He corrected me, and I feel bad that I haven't made the correction yet. So,
okay. Well,
what do they call those in the newspaper?
I don't know what that. I used to know, but
Woody knows.
Know. Yeah,
fuck. He'll text me he'll text me next time. He'll text me after.
Tell
he
him to fucking chill.
I want him to.
I'm kidding.
Make me learn. Help me learn, bud. That's what happened when we lived together. Is I was smarter.
Yeah. What? John Hughes.
Retraction.
That's who we were thinking of. He wrote it.
Retraction. That's the. Let me.
Yes.
Here's a retraction.
Yes.
John. I meant John Hughes.
Yes.
Not John.
He wrote
Landis.
It. Chris Columbus.
He did like Pirates of the Caribbean and shit.
Did he?
I think so.
Sure, I'll take it.
He did some weird shit.
But yeah. Anyways.
John Landis, though, everybody did not. If
he did
been...
Pixels.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
John
Landis, everybody, though. If you've been telling your friends, John Landis, you know the guy who did Home Alone, John Landis, you're wrong, and I'm sorry about it.
Yes.
It's not my fault. I'm an idiot.
It's okay, buddy. We're all trying. All
right. But speaking of better movies.
Let's hear it.
They got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
Attack of the Clowns 2. The Clowns Got Me.
Yeah?
No. I'm just kidding.
Attack of the Clowns from Outer Space?
This one is Big Mama...
I'm already on board.
Big Mama's House 4. Black in Action.
I take it back. I love it. Is Paul Giamatti in this one, too?
Yeah, he's...
Why is he in that?
He plays Big Mama in this one.
Oh, wow.
In this one, he plays Big Mama because Martin Lawrence is dead. He's dead. He's dead in it.
He died.
He died in it. And he died a horrible, horrible death in Wild Hogs 2. Wild Hogs 3. Because he couldn't live without the fat, white pussy. So he died of starvation.
Wow.
So Paul Giamatti is back as the main star in Big Mama's House 4, Black in Action.
I like it.
Everybody.
Or affirmative action.
My Big Mama's House 4, affirmative action. Dude, that would be a fucking, that'd be so rough.
That's Haggard.
An action.
Why'd you say that?
Bad Boys 3, affirmative action.
I'll tell you a joke off mic that I
actually like those two movies.
Oh, yeah, Bad
they're
Boys.
Entertaining
yeah,
as
they're
fuck.
Fun.
That one puckered up my butthole.
Yeah. Can I do one more? And then
yeah, I got
can...
one more after okay. Well, I got two, but
okay.
I'll bust through them.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just. This will be my last one. It's
We're going a little long. We're good.
Okay. It was going to be three. You know, three men and a baby.
Uh-huh.
How about three men?
Oh no! I hit the wrong button.
No. Okay. Hey, buddy. Wait. Let's rewind. It's not a rewind, but the rewind's on a different page.
Yes. You guys know Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a sequel called Three Men and. The baby died.
Oh.
You didn't get that?
I didn't get it.
Oh, really?
I didn't
get
it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I also had one. It was Baby's Day Out. Prequel, Fetus's Day Out. Get that fucker out of here.
Okay, now that I'm into.
Yeah.
Is
look who's not talking anymore, you piece of shit.
Look who's never going to talk.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is, yeah.
Travolta, rumored to be in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Fired immediately after the rumor because there's no talking in it.
Yes.
Just abortions. only abortions.
That's a lot of abortion jokes.
That's cess.
In the whole thing.
I say meet the ball. All
right, either save these for later or I'll go through them right now. I'll do them here.
I'm done talking, so it's all you, buddy.
We got a Marley and Me Too, hot dog. That one just writes itself.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Obviously,
this one though is Marley's Ghost is the new mascot for a baseball team.
Okay,
he just
like Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, and he just gets into all of the pigs and dies like he did in the first movie, and then they make hot dogs out of those pig anuses.
And then Gary Busey eats them.
So,
that's a great ass movie.
Yeah, I'd watch it twice.
Oh, Funky Butt Levin.
Funky Butt.
Oh, that's Rookie of the Year. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Hey, it's still baseball though.
How about never mind.
Okay, here we go. Nightmare on Elm Street 69.
Ooh.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, fuck you, asshole. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, they've made about 68 of those already, too, I'm pretty sure.
There's 8, I think. Come harder just because. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's the end of my list. I have two more, but I didn't write endings to them, so I'm going to save those for later.
Yeah.
And we'll come back with another squeakles for you. Now, do we want to leave them with a break or just try to come up with the title? Because I didn't write shit down for the title.
Me neither. Let's get a break and then see what we don't come up with. How about that?
Okay, well, do you have something to talk about while I flip through these?
No, it's just really hot and
I'm dripping.
I feel like I need to shower just to sleep, even though I'm going to fuck you.
No, I completely agree with you.
When I wake up in the morning, I pretty much just chug 2 glasses of water just to, be rehydrated before I go to work. I think people are, think I'm weird at work because I've been, because I just drink so much water.
Yeah.
And I just, I fucking, piss, 6 times.
Oh, I've been peeing a lot. Well, that's what happens when you drink a lot of water. And you,
yeah,
it's good. It's good.
To.
I mean, it's good for you.
Yeah, I don't really care what anyone at work thinks of me anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I think the normal.
I'm already the weird one.
I can't remember what the normal was. Somewhere I read at one point when I cared. I think it's somewhere around, the average male should drink, 4 liters of water a day.
Really?
Yeah. And I figured out, one of my Gatorade bottles, not Gatorade, but, this bottle I have for Gatorade, is all the sports guys use, you know?
Sports ball.
Sports.
Gotta hate everyone.
They, it's about a liter, and so I was like, drink 4 of those at work, and you're good, but you get up to pee all the time, and every time I get up, I'm like, I wonder if they think I'm doing coke.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't think they do.
No.
I guarantee they don't think I do.
You know what I think?
Because I'm tired when I come back out, too.
Yeah. And what I think it boils down to is I know we both, have anxiety and, overthink things. I honestly don't think anyone's paying attention.
No. Nobody ever.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy is you go through all this shit and then you say... It's when you say it, when you admit to it and you're oh, sorry, I was actually doing this thing. And they're like, we never thought you were doing anything else. Nobody even said your name after you left. Like,
Is it?
There's like some fucking thing that it's like the, you know, people have anxiety of a, I don't know, a fucking paraphrasing and not really paraphrasing. What's the word for when you just fuck up a saying that someone has? It's something about, it's amazing how little, the amount, people freak out about people talking about them a lot, but it's amazing how little they talk. I don't fuck, I fucked that up. I think you should have gone to the.
We're trying to think of like, it's like a Mark Twain quote where it's like some of the, like, the biggest, like, some of my my biggest fears I've experienced are only in my head or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that that one's better. That one's better. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break with...
I have AIDS.
120 seconds of...
Bad kind.
Now, that's what I call AIDS. Apocalypse, now that's what I call...
Oh, we're doing another one? Nice. AIDS.
The wait is over. Now two has arrived. Chart-topping hits, all in one mind-blowing collection.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I know you want to take me home. I know
you get nothing but the biggest hits. This is now two.
I'll never break your heart. I'll never make
the songs you crave from the group you love. Mega hits from Garbage, Jay-Z, Fatboy Slim, Semisonic, Robbie Williams, and New Radical.
Don't give up, you got a reason to live. Can't forget, we only get what we give. Father of mine, tell me where did you go?
Get into the groove, get into Now 2. Call now to get yours on CD or cassette.
Loving is what I got. I said, remember that, loving is what I got.
The hottest tracks of the year, all on one essential album. Rock on with 18 power-packed hits.
Cause we know.
Superstar hit collection you've been waiting for is here. Now, that's what I call music. Volume 2 on CD or cassette. Call now. To order, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for $15.98 for cassette or $17.98 for CD. Plus shipping and handling to the address below. Rush delivery available. Call now.
What was that?
Wait, which one did you click? I don't know, man. There's
sound like a water
there's
balloon.
Like 57 random. Yeah, there's a lot of random fart noises now that we have.
We are locked and loaded and locked and choded and ready to kill ourselves.
Okay, well, it's a little long. We can.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, we can either keep going or we can stop. And we usually keep it around an hour.
Yeah.
I'd say let's just lay it off, I guess.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm down with still going though. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's like 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'll keep going, but I don't really care.
We gotta do the rest of the stuff to post the one we did previous today.
Yeah, I mean, we can save note the secrets for later.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. We're at the point in the episode here where I'm sure not a lot of you, anybody, well, who knows? Everybody, who knows if people wanted us to go on? Oh, we'll do another one next week.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mandy Moore.
Wanting Mandy Moore. Cock to remember. Callback.
Yes.
Okay, so
Chad
title.
Michael Murray. I like how I said Ian McShane is Michael Ian Michael McShane. There it you is. Go.
DJ OJ Simpson.
And call me Dandy.
On that note, we're going to name this episode, and I think we can all agree that the name of this episode today is going to be...
Come harder just because!
Yes.
I think that's a good one.
It's a good one.
I think it fits. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry for everything, as per always and per usual.
Per usuals.
Douche. Cusual.
Ooh, speaking of koozies, get yourself a koozie. Leave us a rating on iTunes.
Yeah, or do it on Google Play. Assholes. Do it on Stitcher. Spreaker, Stitcher. Yeah. I don't know. Find us. Find us online somewhere and rate us or comment on shit. Somebody call Johnny Witt and tell him to call us and give us another Johnny. Wits and Giggles.
Yeah.
That boy, that'd be great. We miss him a lot, and it's always a lot of fun.
Yep.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, at Jacob Allen Kuban, on the internet, pretty much everywhere. Go to moistjunk.com, check out the shirts, and I don't know, do that.
Cool, I'm Casey _ Soderd, all lowercase. Find me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and your mom's pussy.
Oh, no. He's come harder just because.
Yes.
He don't like it. Like it too soft. He likes it a little rough.
Daddy. Like, Daddy. Yeah. All right, that's enough.
Not too
me.
Much.
Yeah.
But baby, just enough. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. And sleep sweaty.
Bye-bye.
Too high.